It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Valley Honda Studios. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Aramark workers from all three of the sports complex facilities are on strike today, and things will really pick up closer to tonight's Phillies game. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from outside the ballpark.
One of the picketing spots is here outside the center field gate at Citizens Bank Park, where the inflatable rat is up. The union Unite Here Local 274 is trying to send a message that these workers, like Shelly DeGasto, deserve better from Aramark.
We strive to make our venues as good as we possibly can, and we can't bend over backwards for a company that doesn't do it for us.
She says the prices for food and drinks have gone up, profits are up, but the workers haven't benefited, especially when it comes to health care. The union says many who work at multiple sports complex venues don't have their hours combined, so they don't reach full-time status.
Fighting for our health care, which is a human right. Everybody needs health care.
Aramark, in a statement, says the company has been bargaining in good faith and agreed to expand health care access. Aramark says contingency plans are in place to make sure fans get the food and drinks they need. The union, as it did back in the spring when there was a strike, urges fans to tailgate instead of buying food and drinks inside. And since the Teamsters are on board, the union says the truck drivers may not even make deliveries. Outside the ballpark, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Drag racing, cars doing donuts, and even a flamethrower. Philadelphia police are looking for the people responsible for dangerous car meetups that happened over the weekend. They've already made two arrests and issued a number of citations, KYW's Nina Barati reports.
Police say these illegal meetups happened in Northeast Philly, near the airport, in front of the Art Museum, and behind City Hall, to only name a few. Anywhere from 50 to 200 cars were involved in each spot, says Deputy Commissioner Michael Cram.
It's playing whack-a-mole. I mean, that's the best way to describe it. We hit them at one location, they move to another very quickly.
He said police believe the meets are coordinated and involve the same groups of people who can disperse and then get to another location quickly. Meetups with drag racing and spinouts aren't uncommon on weekends, but police said reckless behavior Saturday night into Sunday morning felt like a retaliation against actions they've been taking to address the illegal activity.
It was just the aggressiveness at some of the locations, like the incident outside of City Hall was aggressive. You know, they physically went after our officers, and they were jumping on the car. They broke the windshield. Adam Bartram Island in Bartram, once again, they jumped on the police car.
Under the nuisance vehicle ordinance, you can get a $2,000 fine, your car can be seized, and you can face other charges. That's been a helpful tool, police say, but now they're going through video to identify who was involved in the chaos this weekend. Deputy Commissioner Francis Healy.
We have your picture. We're coming for you.
Outside police headquarters, Nina Barati, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The pandemic-era free parking at SEPTA lots and garages is over, and fees are going up at many spots where you already had to pay. KYW's Justin Nudo reports from Fern Rock Transportation Center.
The rollout of payments at lots is taking place over the next few months. It started Monday at the Fern Rock, Glenside, and Jenkintown stations.
They put stuff out on the website, so I knew that Fern Rock was starting on the 23rd.
Amara David says she came prepared for the changes so she could make a seamless transition to her train.
I downloaded the app last night and then went and put my license plate in and saw the rules, like you can't pull in, you can't back in.
At the Fern Rock station, SEPTA ambassadors passed out information about changes that require you to either pay through an app or a machine.
Before, I feel like they should have been more leading up to it at the actual station, letting people know. Because I could see a lot of people didn't pay attention to the rules.
David and other Pay and Ride customers must also be ready to pay $2 for parking on surface lots and $4 for garage parking.
It's not the worst, but, you know, stuff goes up all the time, so I'm used to it.
The good news for commuters is parking at surface lots will remain free on weekends and major holidays. I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
The Brandywine Valley SPCA expands into New Jersey. KYW's Sean McDevitt reports it's the only animal welfare organization to operate in three states.
Now, Brandywine Valley SPCA will be operating in Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey.
That's Sarah Smith, a spokesperson for the Brandywine Valley SPCA. The organization's latest affiliation agreement is with the Animal Adoption Center, or AAC, in Lindenwald, Camden County.
We just know that we can help this struggling small shelter do better.
With multiple campuses in Pennsylvania and Delaware, BVSPCA placed more than 16,000 pets into loving homes last year alone. The Animal Adoption Center had 16,000 pets adopted over the last 35 years. In January, the BVSPCA extended life-saving initiatives into central Pennsylvania with its affiliation with the Humane Society of Harrisburg area. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.